the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And Lundy, you cashed in yesterday with your Christian Walker pick to click to go yard. So let's go back-to-back, Jax, and hopefully you can score a winner. Give me your home run play on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Who's going to go down the throat nice and smooth, my man?
Well, see, now you're just messing with me, right? You're putting all the pressure on me because I get one right. Just one. I get one right. It's like when I actually manage to do a chore around the house, Brad, and then suddenly my wife, she expects me to do it again. And I'm like, what the hell? I already did one. What more do you want from me? Okay, fine. I will give you one in this one. Let's go to the Guardians, shall we?
Oh.
And let's take one Jose Ramirez.
Ah, yes.
In the matchup against Oakland coming up later this evening. There's actually a couple of picks that I kind of liked earlier in the day, but obviously today being a Tequila Thursday, you had your spectacular Live on the Line television show to be able to do, so we're recording a little bit later. So I'm trying to dig a little deeper into the schedule so that we can find something later today. So we will take Jose Ramirez of your Cleveland Guardians, who has two round trippers so far here in the month of June. Those came most recently this past weekend in the set against Baltimore. Let's see if he can knock it over the fence against Oakland this evening.
Beautimus. I think that's a great call, and I'm going to go with the lowest of low-hanging fruit. This is like a watermelon on a twig. I mean, it's touching the ground, and the twig should have snapped by now because that's Aaron Judge. That's all he's doing is he is, you know, slicing baseballs in half, just punishing the rawhide. Five home runs in his last 10 games. And he's going up against a guy he's got a tremendous amount of success against, and that is Dylan Bundy of the Minnesota Twins, who's throwing more like Al Bundy, hand down the pants and throwing with his offhand for much of this season. You look at Judge, 5-for-19 lifetime, 3 homers, 4 RBI against Bundy in his career. And oh, yeah, by the way, that hurler for the Twins, he's sporting a disgusting 5.57 ERA with a 1.71 home run per nine mark. You toss in the fact that Judge is number one in all of Major League Baseball in xISO, which, you know, records your pure power, the 445 mark, and number two in exit velocity. I think he goes yard for the sixth time in 11 games. And with that, let's get to it. Bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, before we drop the puck and make some bucks, let's work in an NFL future, shall we? And it's something we've been doing as we're inching ever so closer to the start of training camps, about 7-8 weeks away. And let's talk about a team right now that is a front runner at most of the sports books to hoist the Lombardi Trophy, and that is the Buffalo Bills. And I think this is their year to finally get past Kansas City, finally represent the AFC, and maybe get that hardware, which has been so elusive for so many years for this well-respected and storied franchise. So these are all factors that are kind of playing in where my stance is. I'm taking the over on 11.5 wins, minus 125 at BetMGM. Middle of the pack in terms of strength of schedule, a number 18 easiest overall, according to Vegas projected win totals. But according to my buddy Mike Clay at ESPN, the second best roster in the NFL from top to bottom, only trailing the Green Bay Packers. And you look at this division, it's still a work in progress. You know, a couple of these teams are ascending, and the Jets and the Dolphins, and we'll see if they can, you know, put it all together and be highly competitive. And then, of course, you have the New England Patriots, which, if you look at that roster, highly unimpressive. So I think the Bills are the la creme de la creme of the AFC East, and a team, again, with not a bunch of murderer's row opponents on their schedule. I think it's at least a dozen wins this season for Josh Allen and friends. So fade or follow, you got to circle the wagons on the Bills and tail me on the over. 11.5 wins, minus 125 at BetMGM.
Yeah, I like this one just because of I think their schedule's there. They've obviously got the talent. 11.5, I'm surprised it's actually not sitting at like a flat 12. At this point, that they didn't maybe go ahead and throw the hook up there to the top and wind up with the potential of a push. But I do like it. I do think they get to a dozen victories. They're a damn good squad, man. And I don't see any reason to think that what we saw last season or what we've continued to see with the growth of Josh Allen and the rest of that roster is not going to continue to improve. So agreeing with Mike Clay, agreeing with you, take the over on the 11.5. But you know me, I'm not going to make this bet because F it. I don't want to tie up my money.
Well, I know you don't, but you know what? I am willing to. So bang those books. and bet on the over with Buffalo.
Number four.
All right, lady, let's get after. We got Rangers, we got Lightning in this series. Whoever survives and advances will take on your Colorado Avalanche. Let's drop the puck and make some bucks. Give me your first selection on the ice in this pivotal game tonight, amigo.
We're going to go with a TYG special, Brad, which, as you well know, stands for trust your gut. I am going completely against the grain. I don't know why. I'm probably just a sucker for punishment. This bet is probably going to kick me square in the nads. But I'm going to take the over on the 5.5 goals. These are the two best goaltenders in the NHL, let alone left here in the postseason, in Igor Shesterkin and, of course, Andrei Vasilevskiy. And these two guys are so spectacular. I understand that they've been stopping what has been, peppered at them here over the course of this this postseason run. But for whatever reason, I feel like we are due for an over like we had in game one. And if you recall, that one was 6-2, easily hit the over on the 5.5. Well, they're back at Madison Square Garden again, and I, this is going to play into a pick coming up here. I just think we're going to see a little bit more of what we saw in game one as opposed to what we've seen over the last three. The last three have all totaled exactly five, so it would be the under. I'm calling for the over. I actually think it's going to be exactly six tonight, and right now the best odds on the over is at Caesars at a plus 120.
Ooh, get seduced by the juice. You had me at plus odds.
Number three.
All right, Lundy, because it's for the cup, after all, you get a second NHL selection on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Pour me a winner, hombre. What else you got for me?
I love the crowd at MSG. I like what the Rangers have done. And this is actually a series here in the Eastern Conference Finals that I believe is going to continue to go chalk. I think these two teams are destined to go seven because I think they're each just going to continue to defend home ice. The Rangers won the first two games at MSG. It then went down to America's Wang. They're hanging out in Tampa. They're catching Marlin off the coast. And, of course, the Lightning won both. So the series is tied 2-2. I just think home ice is going to continue to hold in this. And we're continuing to get the Rangers at plus odds as a home dog. So I'm going to take it. I'm going to get seduced by the plus odds, which right now the best are at FanDuel at a plus 110. I'm going to take the Rangers. I say they win again. I think this thing keeps flip-flopping back and forth. I think this Eastern Conference Finals is destined to go seven, and I think it's all about home ice. So I'm taking the Rangers tonight on the money line.
Lundy, do you want to hear another pick from me in hockey?
Oh, baby, that's two in 1 week. What did I do to deserve the love?
Well, we are undefeated, and I probably should just finish out on top, Calvin Johnson style, just retire. But yes. I'm not. I'm getting seduced by the juice with Kucherov, and I'm going to take the over on his socks. You know I love the socks. And it's 3.5. It doesn't make any sense. A plus 130. And I pulled this one from DraftKings. He's gone 7-2-5-4 in this series against the Rangers. So over in 3 of 4. He's got 55 double nickel total sogs in this NHL postseason. So just pepper the goal, pepper the net, Kucherov, and make me extend that undefeated, unblemished streak in hockey.
You want to know? You want to know, Brad? You want a little tidbit? You want a little? You want a little freebie?
Yeah.
That was teed up for me in bonus time.
Oh, well done, yes, friend. Sir!
Well done. To piggyback on what Brad just said, he's done it in these, but he's also been over in five out of his last seven. Tampa's actually averaging just north of 38 shots on goal here in the postseason. I mean, just follow the volume, folks. This is a good bet that Brad's making, and you're getting it at plus odds.
All right. I'm glad you had more information to back that up because I don't know anything else about hockey. So we're all in on Kucherov. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in the Major League Baseball world, plus bonus time, not only in the MLB, but also probably the NHL as well.
Number two.
All right, let's get after it on the diamond. Mixed bag yesterday. We did hit a two-legger on the podcast with a pitcher strikeout prop. If you tailed on that, congratulations. And hopefully, if you tail on this, it's going to be a winner-winner chicken dinner as well. Let's go down to the dirty south and talk about the Atlanta Braves. And I'm going to lay on an alt-run line, -1.5, through 5 innings against the Pittsburgh Pirates. In other words, Atlanta's going to be up at least 2 runs through the end of the fifth to cash this ticket at plus 105 at BetMGM. I love the pitching matchup here. It's Max Fried taking the ball for the ATL against JT Brubaker of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who's been pitching more respectably here over the last couple of turns, but he's still got a 4.39 ERA on the road this season. You look at the Bravos, they are number 11 in average runs scored through five innings. Pittsburgh number 26 in Major League Baseball in that same category. Brubaker's really struggled first time through the order with a 5.23 ERA, unlike Max Fried, who's done a very commendable job at 2.81 first time through. And for Brubaker, gets even worse second time through the order. So, again, Atlanta minus 1.5 on an alt-run line through five innings against the Buccos. Yar! Plus 105 at BetMGM. We're going to chug all the rum and victory here, Lundy. What do you say? Fade or follow?
I need like a slide rule for what you just described. It's the first five, again, but it's an alt line, but only on days that end in, okay, you're confusing me, damn it. I will take an alt. I will take an alt run line only because I think we're at the start leading into the weekend, Brad. I'm kind of feeling a little baseball heater for you. I mean, I got my Christian Walker home run yesterday.
Yes, you did.
You go with the low hanging fruit of Aaron Judge for today. I think we're going on a little bit of a baseball run here, so I'm going to follow you because every now and then you find yourself just right there on the baseline, cruising around first on your way to second, trying to leg out a double. I think you got this, baby. I'll take it. I'll take it against Pittsburgh because, I mean, after all, it's the Pirates. Come on.
Yeah, and then I blow up my hammy rounding second, and I collapse in a heap.
and then you start rolling like
writhing
a kid in the
in
dirt.
Pain.
That's
what's going to happen here. Again, come on, Atlanta. Come on, Ronald Acuna and company. Be up at least a couple of runs by the end of the fifth.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least, and then again, maybe that does apply to any LA Angel right now because they've lost 14 consecutive games. Not even purging their souls, cleansing themselves, if you want to call it that, or maybe mucking it up even more with an old Nickelback-themed walk-up song menu last night. They've lost 14 straight, Lundy. And they just cannot get right. Joe Maddon is out of the picture as a result. So, people are expecting eventually this capsized ship to righten. I don't know if it happens tonight. I'm going to take the under on Shohei Ohtani. 6.5 strikeouts against the Boston Red Sox. This one, by the way, minus 118 right now at FanDuel. If you look at Ohtani, he's been all over the map these last four turns of rotation. 2Ks, 10Ks, 7Ks, 5Ks. And I know what you're thinking. Wow, well, last time out in Beantown, inside Fenway, he owned the Red Sox. He struck out 11 in that game. He was practically unhittable in that start on May 5th. That's when Boston was struggling offensively. They seem to come alive here over the last couple of weeks. And not only that, but the Red Sox are one of the best contact teams in Major League Baseball. The seventh lowest K rate of any team in the bigs over the last 30 days. So don't be seduced. Don't be sucked in and convinced. Just because it happened earlier this season, he can do it again. I think it's 6 strikeouts on the nose for Ohtani, which Captain Hook, yar, shiver me timbers, comes into play here in my favor. Fade or follow, Ohtani under 6.5 punch outs against the Bo Sox, minus 118 at FanDuel.
I hate days that I have to follow you on all five. I really do.
You should probably fade me on this one because this is going to be like the no-hitter Ohtani that shows up tonight. You won't.
Yeah, but you know what? But I'm with you. I just don't feel like I've seen it. I feel like this is one of those, like, I don't want to completely fade the guy because he's obviously got just an obscene amount of talent, but it's also I haven't really seen it lately. He's been a little bit up and down, and we've already talked about everything, you know, the off the field, the change in manager, the stuff that the Angels are dealing with all their losses. And I know players are like, well, yeah, we just go out and play, and I show up, and I'm just here to win with my teammates. Yeah, well, BS, because you do run into these problems where these things start to get to you as a team. And so I think that it is a little bit of a distraction. So I say he finishes, I'm like you, I say he finishes at 5, maybe 6, and I'll take the under.
All right, under it is on Ohtani. Will some other land in the down under live here in bonus time? What else you got for me on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, Lundy?
Let's go back to the ice here with the matchup between the Lightning and the Rangers. I told you about the fact that the Lightning have been averaging about 38 shots on goal as we have rolled through the postseason, and certainly what they were able to do during the regular season. So I'm kind of surprised, because I expected this one maybe to be closer to 33, but Igor Shesterkin for the Rangers, his saves prop is right now sitting at 32.5. If it got to 33.5, I wouldn't touch it. But at 32.5, I'm taking the over. Because the Lightning know at MSG, one of the ways that they are going to try to break the ice, if you'll pardon the pun, is they're going to have to pepper him with shots. I've already told you I've got a little bit of a TYG that I think this game is going to hit the over on the 5.5. And if that's the case, I think we will also see the over on the goalie saves for him. So that's at DraftKings right now. You can get it at a minus 110. Shesterkin over 32.5 saves. And then for fun, Brad, this is a super simple one, but I'm going to go with chalk on a two-leg money line baseball parlay tonight. It only pays me plus 101. It's only plus 101. Yeah. That is the Braves and the Yankees on the money line. Just that simple. Braves, right. Yankees money line, and then if you want to get a little creative, I'm kind of feeling the Miami Marlins coming up later tonight as they host Strasburg and the Nationals. If you add that in, so maybe a three-legger that you decide to have some fun with, that takes it to a plus 241. Just throwing it out there.
All right. Well, it's plus odds. I'm totally down with it.
Oh yeah. Like totally I said, I'm fine with the plus 101, but if you want to get crazy and add the fish in there, that does take it up to a plus 241.
All right. Well, there you go. That's even sexier. Let me go ahead and toss out a couple. There's one. Let's see. It's somewhat early. I'll toss this out there. Rockies and Giants, 2:45 Central first pitch. So if you're listening to this podcast early, you might want to jump on this right away. I'm going to take the over on Austin Gomber, 2.5 earned runs. I got this at minus 110 there by the Bay, 6.94 road ERA. He has been over this in four of his last five games, including a matchup against San Francisco there in San Francisco, in which he gave up five earned and five and a third. The Giants is 7.45 OPS against Southpaws this season. Elsewhere for me, I think that's about it because everything else that I had on my slate were tied to day games. Oh, no. Yes, there is one more that I do have. Let's do a hit parlay here, and I'm going to eliminate one leg of this, so I don't know exactly what the juice is, but it's going to be close to plus 100, just kind of calculating in my head. Give me Nelson Cruz to get a hit against Miami. He's batting 349 over his last 15 games, hit safely in 14 of his last 18. Trevor Rogers has been atrocious this season. Take advantage of Cruz, and I'm going to put that with Ronald Acuna to get a hit against the Pittsburgh Pirates and the aforementioned JT Brubaker. Acuna has registered a hit in 21 of his last 25, batting 357 in his last 15. So Cruz hit, Acuna hit, put those together. Should be around plus 100, maybe low minus odds, but I do like that one quite a bit. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly? And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.